Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yeah.
know what you're doing.
WHAC Superb. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's called Nightcap. Hey, we are hype right now. It's Hump Day Wednesday in the city. Wednesday, February 23rd. Special guest tonight, Dr. Sandra Davis. Chandra Davis. She's stopping past tonight to help us to understand the importance of going to see the doctor. Y'all remember that Kumo D joint? 3 days later, go see the doctor. Hey, don't be afraid. We're going to talk about it tonight. All the way live from North Carolina, Charlotte, that is. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Afternoon in the morning time. Yo, I'm hype right now. A lot of work going on here in the studio. We're preparing to pull it together. Head to Miami tomorrow night. Getting ready. Florida Big Show. Music Summit.
Yeah.
South Beach.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. And I know she's getting it cracking, packing, headed to Miami. Give it up, Domare.
All right. Bonnie Nachos, baby. Miami, here we come.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, we are broadcasting live this Friday night, the Friday Night Cypher. Miami, South Beach. It's the Newport Beach Hotel and Resort is going down. Overdose in the building. I'm rolling. Pills and Dro. So high. Yo, we got all of those joints. Log on to www.datpiff. Download Wake and Bake. W-A-K-E-N. Bake, baby. Overdose. Let's jump into it. Hey, we're waiting for our special guest to arrive. But we're going to go ahead and just jump into the conversation tonight. Knowing when to see the doctor. Hey, but first, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, give it up for Toya.
Hello. What's happening? How y'all doing this evening?
Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
Hey.
I have
high blood pressure. I'm not sure if you all know that. That's not something that I go around actually just promoting, but I have high blood pressure. I've had high blood pressure since, believe it or not, a very young age. It has a lot to do with stress. It has a lot to do with balance. Overall, I believe, balance. But I knew when to go see the doctor based on what I was feeling and the fact that I'll go to the doctor when I'm feeling crazy, period. It's just me. Now, I have insurance. My job is always offered insurance. I take my job up on insurance because to me it's important to have insurance. But the reality is a lot of people sometimes don't have insurance, can't afford it, or they're really just too afraid to face the truth of what their condition might be. Are you all afraid to go see the doctor, or do you go to the doctor proactively?
I wouldn't say necessarily afraid to go to the doctor. I always had bad experiences with doctors of them not going the full extent, you know, and having to get, you know, more than one opinion or whatever. I just find it more time consuming than anything, but it is necessary.
Absolutely. Toya, afraid to go see the doctor, or do you show up for your appointment on time consistently? Because some people, they just love to go see the doctor.
Consistently. I'm not a hypochondriac. I used to be when I was small. I used to want to go to the doctor for every single thing, but as I became an adult and had to pay for my own insurance and understood you just can't go for everything, but no, I go on a regular basis. I have my regular checkup. I get my regular annual. I mean, when something's not feeling right, I go see my my primary care physician. But, again, it's health and wellness. I couldn't get up here and tell you that I don't see doctor, and if I'm, you know, telling you guys to take care of yourself. So definitely see the doctor before you do anything, before you make a change in your life, before you make a physical change, some type of any kind of change, before you start taking supplements and vitamins, consult a primary care physician first. I've always given that advice.
No, absolutely. Well, without further ado, it is Wednesday, hump day in the city, February 23rd. Tonight's topic, knowing when to go and see the doctor. Tonight we have a special guest. I am happy to have her here. She's blessed us with her presence because I know she has a busy schedule. Give it up for Dr. Chandra Davis, everybody. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome
to the show.
Thank you.
So Doc, a lot of people are, in my opinion, based on, you know, the little research that I've done prior to this show, a lot of people often can't afford to see the doctor because they're lacking insurance. And we know, you know, medicine and medical expenses prior to these new laws have been a beast, or they're just afraid. Can you tell us what type of medicine, what type of law, I'm sorry, excuse me, what type of doctor you are? I know, but can you officially just tell us, and what have your experiences been with people? Are they afraid, in your opinion, or can they not afford it, a mix, or educators?
Well, first off, I am a clinical psychologist, so I work with mental health, so, you know, with families, children, you know, things of the mind is where I come in. As far as then being able to come to Dr. Will, for me in the mental health field, we first have to get past the myths that surround mental health. You know, definitely in our community, in the African-American community, you know, it was looked upon that you don't go outside of the home. If you did, the church is about as far as you went to get help with mental health services. And so that is definitely the first block that comes with mine. Now the thing is, you're right that a lot of people are afraid, don't want to go, especially with mental health, to go to doctors, you know, because I'll be termed crazy or, you know, that'll mean something's wrong with me, and when in fact we're there to help. But even within the medical field, a lot of people are reluctant to go to doctors for various reasons. I mean, it's hard to face and to hear, yes, there's definitely something wrong, and being afraid of that and, you know, looking into what do we need to do. But also, you know, you have a lot of people who don't have health insurance. You know, the high cost of medical care now, you know, plays a major role in everything.
No, absolutely. When you talk about mental health, I absolutely agree that mental health, specifically in the African-American community, is very taboo. We don't like to talk about things such as schizophrenia and what's the other big one?
Bipolar.
Bipolar. I have a relative that's bipolar, and I always just thought, to be honest, and I'm not being disrespectful if anybody is listening that knows my relative, I just thought he was crazy personally. When come to find out, he really had a condition. And over time, I think my family started to become more comfortable about talking about it. Really, we just thought he was, like, way to the left as kids, and we grew up and we learned. Why is it that way? Why is it such a
stigma behind
a taboo thing?
Yeah.
Right. Well, again, like I said, a lot of it is a cultural of how society, how we were brought up, and thinking about that. And then, you know, when it comes to disorders of the mind, it is really an unknown territory. You know, there's the whole argument over whether it's biological, environmental, you know, what causes this, what doesn't, you know, when a lot of times for some of it, it is a chemical imbalance. Like when you're talking about bipolar, that's more of a chemical imbalance that happens within the body where, you know, different your emotions get out of whack in a sense, you know, and so you go up and down between depression to manic, you know, what have you. But then when you look at something like schizophrenia, which is more of an organic disorder, that is something that's more biological. You know, usually there's some line, you know, genetic line that comes into play when it comes to any of the disorders on the schizophrenic spectrum. And so I think it's just really, you know, you also looking at media and how media portrays psychology. I mean, there are movies going back, you know, a long time, and not all the time has psychology had a good light. And then you have these research projects that also have happened, you know, that have shedded a bad light onto mental health. And so we're still fighting to change those stigmas in the mental health field.
And, yeah, and then even going back to, like, even in the media, how it was perpetuated, you know, like 20 years ago where, you know, the doctor or psychiatrist were used to, you know, put people in hospital just because their family wanted to get rid of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like now, and then especially within the Black community, you know, it's like, you know, I know that when I was growing up, it was, you know, you're not supposed to act a certain way. Even the children in the family that did have, you know, maybe that may have been like a little slower, maybe they had Down syndrome or maybe they had some kind of mental issue, they were just pretty much told to be quiet and don't do anything, don't touch anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, you stay back there while the rest of the kids are up here. You know what I'm saying? It's like it was such a separation between
right.
the two. And the kids were more than likely called stupid versus, you know, there's something being really, you know, mentally wrong. It's almost like, no, you're Black, so you can't be crazy. That's a white person's, you know, issue. They're the only ones who pop pills and go see psychiatrists. We can't afford to do stuff like that. We don't have time.
We know for a fact that's not the case.
A lot
of folks are popping pills in our community in 2011. Hey, folks, knowing when to go see the doctor, with our special guest, Dr. Chandra Davis, we're going to keep this conversation going. Mental, emotional, physical, unhealthiness, all of it should be treated. How often do you see the doctor? We'll be right back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, it's air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
I just can't be loving you no more.
bank. Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time it's just suspicious I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Thanks for joining us this evening. We have a special guest online, Dr. Chandra Davis. Thanks for joining us again.
No problem.
Now, Dr. Davis, tell us, how did you get involved in the whole medical field? What inspired you to actually want to become a doctor and work in the specific field that you're in? Where did that come from? Where did that come about? It's not too often that you see young people in our community who actually want to become maybe a clinical psychologist or, you know, get into a field like that. What pushed you to actually go to school for that?
Well, actually, I started off, I went to Georgia State, and I actually started off, I graduated with a degree in policy studies, specializing in human resources development. But while there, I actually in high school took a lot of AP classes, so I exempted out of a lot of classes at Georgia State. And so I decided just for fun to take psychology and sociology classes to be like, oh, just to figure out what's the difference. You know, I had some time to kill, basically. And the more I got into it, the more I just really started to really like and understand studying people. Sociology looks at groups of people, whereas psychology looks at the individual. And the more I got into it, it just kind of really developed from there, and I found that I really, you know, liked it. And, you know, and then there was a calling, you know, and God called me to actually go further and become a clinical psychologist. So from there, that's when I attended Argosy University in Atlanta and got a master's degree in professional counseling. And then from there, I decided to go ahead and get my doctoral degree. And so I went to the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, where I got a master's and a doctorate of psychology in clinical psychology.
All righty then.
I wouldn't normally ask a lady their age, right? But I think what you just shared is very empowering, and I'm not going to ask you your age, but just to empower not just young women, but to empower people to just go for it. Are you in your 20-somethings, your 30-somethings, your 40-somethings? Empower us.
I was going to say I'm actually okay with sharing my age because I'm proud of what I've accomplished. In April, I'll be 31.
Oh, God. Congratulations.
Isn't that amazing?
That was short.
You're
right.
You know, and we give respect where respect is due. So
yes.
this goes to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, I give all glory to God, most definitely.
And you know what? The fact that you recognize where your power and who your source is makes it even that much more respectable. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it's 10:25 on the East Coast and 7:25 on the West Coast. You are in tune to TM Hot Radio Live. The conversation surrounds when is it time to see the doctor. I say anytime you're not feeling normal, whether that is physically, mentally, sometimes emotionally, when you're not feeling normal, when you feel an imbalance, it's time to see the doctor. In our community, as we just discussed previously at the top of the hour, we feel embarrassment about facing our realities. You know, if you feel a little crazy today, you might want to go talk to somebody. You know, they might keep you from doing something that you're going to regret, you know, just because you kept it bottled up. Doc, how often is the problem that we just don't get it out? It's bottled up. How often is that the problem?
Actually, it's very often. To be honest with you, by the time most parents, because I specialize in working with children, adolescents, and their families, and by the time most times people get to me, you waited too late. Things have got really, really bad to where it takes a lot more work and it's going to take longer to be able to help, you know, the family, you know, with whatever the issue is that's going on. I think we need to realize that it's okay to ask for help, you know, especially in the mental health field. A lot of times we're more likely to go to a medical doctor than we're ever, you know, more likely to go to a mental health doctor. But even with that being said, you know, you kind of talked about, you know, whenever you're not feeling right that you can go to the doctor. But, you know, even medically you're supposed to go, you need to go every year. You should be getting a physical. You know, our society is built on being retroactive. You know, we wait for something to happen and then we want to act on it. We need to switch to being proactive. We need to look into being preventative care, learning and finding out things. If there's something medically going on that you don't know, you need to be able to go to your doctor and talk to your doctor. You need to do your regular checkups to be able to catch things early. If there's something going on as far as their mental health-wise, don't just sit there. Ask questions. Pick up a phone and contact. A lot of times most therapists will do, you know, short consultations on the phone just to see, is this an issue where you really need to come in, or is there some other resource that's going to be able to meet your needs and help you out? But we need to take that step and actually ask for help.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Davis. This is CeeLo. My question is, what if you notice that you have a family member that has, you know, mental health issues, however they're an adult and they haven't hurt anyone, but, you know, they need to be evaluated? Like, how do you go about getting someone else? How do you go about getting another adult help that is not, who doesn't agree that there's something wrong?
Right. And that is always the difficult, especially when it comes to work, you know, with adults. And the thing is, usually you come from a place of love and talking to that person. Many times when we sit down and we communicate with each other within our family, friends, or whomever, we start off with you this, you that. And that puts you on the defensive. But if you come at a person and talk about, you know, I am concerned, I'm really worried about you and, you know, what's going on. Something's just not right. I'm not sure what it is. And maybe I'm, you know, maybe I might just be, you know, it's in my head. I'm not sure because I'm not the expert, but I just really feel that this is what's going on. You kind of point out the difference in their behaviors. You know, it's like, you know, I kind of noticed that there's some weeks, you know, you're really, really down and won't leave the house, and I'm concerned about that, you know. And in other weeks, you're just all over the place. We can't get you to sit down. You're not sleeping. And, you know, I just want to make sure you're okay, you know. And so it would just be good if you go get checked out. The thing with mental health is we actually encourage you to first go get a physical also before coming to mental health. And the reason being, and we work really closely with the medical field, because there are some medical disorders that present like mental health, and then there are some mental health disorders that present medically. And so a lot of times we need to rule out to make sure it's not, you know, something medical that's going on. So sometimes just going, let's go see your doctor, and starting with the medical piece is a good way, because you get them into a professional who may can say, well, I don't see anything wrong physically, maybe you should just kind of go talk to a therapist and see if, you know, they can figure out what's going on.
Right. Doc, we're going to pause for the calls. Coming up, Finance All the Way Live from Newark, Delaware, with Toya tonight. We have Dr. Chandra Davis hanging out with us tonight, helping us to understand the importance of knowing when to go see the doctor. All right? It is nothing to be embarrassed about. We all family. It's all love. Hey, we got to be healthy in order to live, folks. And we want to live and not die. We'll be right back.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
The only
PM Highman Radio Live, Chester Gregory, If You Only. That's right. That's right. You can look for him in that new Sister Act play produced by Whoopi Goldberg. Big up to Chester Gregory. It is 67 degrees here in Tampa, Florida. It's 36 degrees in Norfolk, Virginia. It's 74 degrees in Miami, and it's 54 degrees out in Las Vegas. But right now, at 10:36, we're going live to Newark, Delaware, where Toya is going to deliver our finance report. What's up, Toya?
Everyone. Monday, we touched on four things that credit card offers don't disclose. So this evening, I just wanted to give you four credit card rules that you need to know. There's a lot that people don't pay attention to when using credit cards, and one of the things that people don't do is use their credit cards wisely. And if you're not careful, you'll land in different traps that are set by the card issuers, who typically charge about an interest rate of 14% or more and all types of late and over-limit fees as high as $39. But you can beat the companies at their own game and save a lot of money just by knowing four key rules. First being, don't just sit around waiting to pay your credit card bills. When you carry a balance, interest accumulates every day that you wait. And some cards charge interest from the time of purchase, even when there's no balance outstanding. Many now require you to pay within 20 days, the grace period per se, of your statement's closing date to avoid owing interest. So, you know, how to beat that? Again, just pay your credit card if you can. Pay your credit card bill the day it arrives. Don't wait to pay it on the due date. So, again, pay your credit card the day it arrives. Secondly, pay more than just the minimum owed. Of course, any card issuers love it when you send in just a minimum because it lets them collect extra interest. So pay as much as you can. If you can't pay the full balance, pay as much as you can and always pay more than the minimum. Even if it's $5 or $10 more than the minimum, it will really help you to cut back on interest, which will save you a lot of money. Just a quick example, if you have, say, $6,000 on your card now and you pay just the minimum, you can be paying that for 17 years, depending on how your card interest rate is set up. So just keep that in mind. Always pay more than the minimum. Third thing you want to do is be very smart about transferring your balance to a bargain rate card. When you move your balances from a high rate card to a low one, don't use the new card while the bargain rate lasts, because if you do, you'll be forced to pay interest on all your new purchases. When you transfer balances, most of the time, that 0% interest rate only applies to the transfer balance. So if you're doing that to save money, that's cool, but what you should do when you get the card is cut it up and throw it away so you're not tempted to use it, rack up debt, and then defeat the whole purpose of transferring the balance in the first place. And lastly, don't own more than one rewards card. Rewards cards sound good in theory, but they're really not. Especially if you have several, one for airline miles, one for cash back, one for catalog purchases. If you're using more than one card, you're defeating the purpose because you're not going to accumulate enough points on just one card to make it worthwhile. So just keep that in mind, especially if you have a card that has annual fees and you have to pay interest on it. The one thing you want to do is just find one no annual fees reward card, pay the balance in full each month, and then any type of gifts associated with that card will actually be free. So just keep that in mind. You just want to try to get a card that may give you 1% or more of what you charge. Use it on everyday purchases and not to splurge and buy the shirt that you see in the store or a new pair of shoes. Use it on everyday purchases such as gas, groceries. Pay it off in full every month, and then at the end of the year when it's time for you to get cash back, you're actually earning money and not just losing money. So just keep those things in mind when using your credit cards, the four credit card rules you need to know.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that awesome finance report. She is Toya, coming live from Newark, Delaware. I am T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Knowing when to see the doctor with special guest Dr. Chandra Davis, clinical psychologist. We'll keep this conversation going right after this. It's 10:41.
I'm Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live. Welcome back to the show. Donnell Jones, looking like this. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's your dude, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. Thanks for riding with us. Wednesday hump day in the city, February 23rd, as we prepare to take it to South Beach for the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. This is the dude that we putting a whole bunch of energy behind. I want to bring him into this conversation because we got a real guest tonight. I respect her. I appreciate her. Clinical psychologist Dr. Chandra Davis hanging out with us. Again, Doc, thanks for hanging out, for real. Much
Problem?
Respect, much love. Welcoming Overdose to the show. OD, welcome to the show.
How's it going? Hey. Yeah.
That's what's good. So let's keep the conversation going. Knowing when to see the doctor. OD, when was the last time you seen the doctor or a doctor, period? And keep it respectable.
Oh, I don't even know. I believe when I was in boot camp, before I left boot camp. And I went away to boot camp. We had to get all those needles and shots and stuff. So that sucked. That was the last time, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey, yeah. Doc, on average, I don't know if this is a statistic that you even know, but on average, I mean, how often do we actually get physicals? I know we should go annually, but how often do we actually go on average? Is that information that you know?
No, that's not information that I know off the top of my head. I can, you know, or what have you. But, yeah, you're right that it is. It should be every year. But to be honest with you, most people just wait until something's really, really, really wrong, and then they're going, you know, they'll go. And then most time they end up in the ER versus having a, you know, they don't have a primary care physician, you know, to be able to even go to.
Again, you know what, though? And I try to go every year, like, you know, to get the physical. But, like, when I first moved to North Carolina, I didn't have a doctor here. And so it took me a moment to find a doctor that I was comfortable with because, you know, I mean, just based off of calling them and saying, okay, I need to get schedule a comprehensive physical examination. But the response was almost like, why? For what? Like, what do you got special going on that you need to get a physical? You know, it's like, okay, are you getting ready for sports or is it for a job? It's like, no, I just want to get it, you know, get a physical done. And it's almost like they're not used to people calling to, you know, it's not commonplace for people to call in just to get, you know, physicals or whatever. So the response
is a little
alarming.
Did you have insurance?
Yeah, I had insurance.
Okay.
I got better, honestly, no, and I'm serious, I got better care when I didn't have insurance. Seriously.
Right. Well, and I mean, I'll say that you definitely, you know, I talk a lot to even my clients about that you need to be selective in who you're choosing and make sure you choose the best. You know, having been when I was younger in high school, I almost died from this diagnosis from a doctor. I am highly, you know, about figuring out, you know, doctors and stuff like that, you know, like in a sense, you know, I have my own little phobia in a sense from that situation of
right.
I don't trust all doctors. You know, I'm very selective. Like my doctor I call in Atlanta, I still call like, hey, I'm moving this place. Do you have any suggestions for this? Like, you know, when I moved to Chicago, she made the suggestions. Unfortunately, when we moved down here, she didn't know anyone, but I spent about 3 hours online researching the doctors in the Tampa Bay area before I selected mine. And then when I went in, I had a list of questions and I watched what she did. So it's like, if you did not ask the right thing, I would not have stayed with her. I would have went somewhere else. And that's about, you know, educating yourself on knowing what to look for, what do you need, you know, and stuff like that to make sure that you're getting the best care possible. Because, I mean, I tell people when they walk in my office, you need to have a list of questions for me. How do you know I'm the best therapist for you? You know, especially because in the mental health field, there are different theories that different, you know, therapists use that may not fit with what you're looking for. So you need to be selective. You go and you compare to shop for food and, you know, and other items that you want. You need to use that same, you know, you apply those same standards to even your medical care.
Right, right. And a lot of people don't take it, you know, like some people, like I know myself, I ignored pain for a while before I went to the doctor, and then, but me ignoring, I ignored it till I couldn't ignore it anymore, you know, like, until it just had no choice but to for me to go to the doctor, and it ended up having surgery. But
mm-hmm.
it's like maybe I could have found it, or maybe, I mean, I had been to the doctor, you know, prior, I mean, in between, you know, starting to feel pain and so forth, but when I went to the doctor for physicals or what have you, if you don't ask for x-rays, people, they will not give them to you.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, if you ask for it, that's how I even found out what was wrong with me, you know, with this current condition, was asking for an MRI, asking for x-rays, because they'll just touch you and say, oh, you look fine, and, you know, and get your copay and let you be, you know. So, yeah, you do need to have a list and write down everything that's wrong with you or that you think is wrong with you and let them do a head show.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of that also is from the push on from the insurance, you know, point of view. You know, I actually used to work for a mental health insurance company, so I also do have that other side of, you know, being the bad guy in a sense of having to deny, you know, what have you people. And part of that is because insurance, it's like unless it's absolute necessary, you know, doctors have to prove, well, why did you do that test? Why did you want that test? It wasn't worth, you know, like they have to prove it. So it's like if you don't really give them a good enough reason or sense, because they're going to have to, because if they go ahead and do it and it's not improved, they lose money. So on the other side, you know, having been on the other side, I could see their point of view, you know, of why it's like I'm a little more cautious, you know, about you know, saying that you need to go have that test done.
Right.
Of course, if you just tuned into the show, if you've just tuned in, I'm sorry, if you just tuned in, we're talking about knowing when to go see the doctor. With Dr. Chandra Davis, clinical psychologist. Doc, you mentioned you're in the Tampa Bay area, but you're from Atlanta. You mentioned that you also was a resident of Chicago. So, you know, you're kind of like, you know, all over the place, which is a good thing. How can we follow you? How can we get in contact with you? Because you, again, are a practicing clinical psychologist.
You can definitely, I can take questions definitely at my my email address. Unfortunately, I do not have a website yet, working on that. But the email address that you can reach me at is Youth Control, and that's YUTECONTROL @AOL.com. And you can email me anytime, and I'll be able to answer questions and try to help direct you to any needs that you have.
Okay.
I think, again, you know, the fact that you practice in mental health specifically, and you mentioned earlier that you are concerned about people, you know, you're concerned about people overall. I want to allow you before, you know, we allow you to get out of here, and thank you very much, but we're going to take a break and come right back. What advice do you have for anyone listening, and folks are listening all over the world, for anyone listening, aspiring to do what you do, to practice medicine, to become a doctor, anything that's going to help people on the level, on a caliber that you're doing it, because you had to go through a lot. You sacrificed a lot from an educational perspective. Some people are afraid of that. They want to be done with high school, and they say forget about it. But in order to acquire more, you got to do more. I want you to kind of really share, you know, some nuggets, you know, and be real with it. This is Be Real Radio. We don't want it all, you know, sweet and fancy. We just want it real, because this is about empowerment, empowerment radio. Dr. Chandra Davis, a clinical psychologist, we're talking about knowing when to go see the doctor. This has been an interesting conversation. We're leading up to the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. It's 10:56. Go back and listen to the podcast. If nothing, you know, you will become a little bit more educated, you know, on what a lot of people deal with, but, you know, some people are too embarrassed to really talk about it. This is J-God. It's called Call Me Later. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
You need to slow down. Look over to the side, write my phone number down. com. C4 is the squad. Yeah, we drop bombs. I be busy doing other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, side by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras are faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Be right for my flight. Like I'm going to be right for that. I'm going to be flying. So when I'm on a plane, it's going to be cool. Everything's going to mellow out. You know what I mean?
You're going to be there 2 hours early.
You said, I am. I'm waking up at like 5. Like,
okay.
I'm going to be up. I'm going to be good. I'm going to wake up for this. Like, I'm used to waking up for, like, court and stuff anyway, so.
You know what? You cut that out.
All I can say is that no one can afford to miss a flight. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Hump Day in the City, Wednesday, February 23rd. Our special guest tonight, Dr. Chandra Davis. Dr. Chandra is a clinical psychologist. She's been hanging out with us for the whole hour. Thank you very much for stopping past, Doc. I just wanted you to be able to share with people, you know, your whole story. What you're doing is very inspirational, is very empowering. Thank you for coming on. You can come back anytime. You know, you are a resident doctor to this show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you for taking your time out, and hopefully we can have you on the show again. And because we do speak about, you know, mental disorders. We did a show in the past. If you get a chance, you can check out the podcast. But you know, because it is mental disorders. I'm telling you, like, from what I know, is that about 90% of Americans are diagnosed with some sort of bipolar disorder, some sort of mental disorder. And it does come from, you know, anywhere from environmental to hereditary. And
did you say 90?
Yeah. I mean, I have friends in the medical field, and, you know, the thing is that even when I went to school, and yes, I did go to a form of medical school, but it's like about 90% are diagnosed with some form of mental health condition.
Is that true, Dr. Davis? I got a question, though, for the doctor. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, doctor, this is OD. Since you're dealing with mental health and all that situation, have you ever been convinced that one of your significant others had mental incapacitation?
I mean, to be honest with you, of course. I mean, like, we all walk around and we have, like she said, there is a high number, 90%. I mean, and what people don't realize is mental health disorder spans a wide spectrum of different types of disorders. Stress is, you know, that's mental health also, you know. It's not just medical. It can have some medical effects on your body, but stress is, you know, and how to deal with yourself, how to be able to cope with that. We also have a lot of trauma that's going on, so you have a lot of anxiety, you know, disorders and trauma, PTSD, you know, and different things like that. You come across, there are people every day that you're around who have a lot of mental health disorders. It doesn't, you know, make them less of a person, not able to do whatever they want to do. It is, you know, your diagnosis is not who you are. It's something that you have, you know, and there are people who are living, you know, with even some major mental health disorders have been able to go on and do a lot of great things because they got the proper treatment. And so there are people all around. It's not something that you have to display or know, you know, a lot of different things that have, you know. There are even some, as I say, who've been undiagnosed, you know, with different things. And, you know, we talk about keeping it real. You know, there are a couple people that have some undiagnosed, you know, they need to be on the IEP and stuff like that, who have not got diagnosed. So it's around us every day, which is why we need to make this more of a common thing and say, it's okay. I mean, it's something you have. It's not who you are.
So you even thought a couple of them were retarded. A couple of your significant others have been retarded. Was it something that stuck out to you that made you go, you know what, this thing must be retarded? Or was it like a long drawn out process? And you just came to the conclusion, like, you know, this nigga might be slow.
Let me let him go. Yes.
I mean, I would just say, you know, I mean, different things and stuff like that. I wouldn't, you know, actually, we don't even use the term retarded anymore, or anything in the clinical sense of it or what have you. But, I mean, definitely there are always, you know, red flags, as I call it, that come up. I mean, I don't walk around reading people and, you know, diagnosing people every day or anything. That's exhausting. It takes a lot of work to really figure out and to diagnose someone. This was not something I do every day, you know, what have you. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you and say I haven't come across a couple.
Right. No, just to kind of bring it back and to bring it to a conclusion, I think the questions are real questions, and we definitely keep it real on this show, Doc. I think definitely the question in reference to just the significant other having issues, because mm-hmm. sometimes I think, you know, we are unaware, and sometimes they're unaware, you know, mm-hmm. of the issue that they may have. You know, so I think those are real questions. Candid questions, but real questions. Doc, what advice do you have for anyone aspiring to become a doctor or aspiring, you know, to just help people in the capacity that you're doing, you know, but may not want to, you know, go on to be a doctor? What advice do you have for us?
Well, there are many ways and many different levels within the mental health field to where you can work in the field and work with a lot of different people. One of the things is, you know, you really have to have a heart, you know, to really be able to do this. Because it does take a lot out of you, so you have to do a lot of self-care, you know, what have you. It takes a lot of learning and being able to help people. But I'm definitely one that if it's something that you really want to do and you're willing to put in the work and the time to do it, go ahead and do it, you know. Walk it out, you know. Act on purpose is one of the things that I talk about, you know, just in general, and it's not even just for the mental health field, for anything that you want to do. If it's going to do, you act as if you're already there, because most of us already have what we need to get to what our vision and our goals for ourselves, you know, are. We may need to learn the skills, but the underlying characteristic of what you need to do to be that person, most time you already have it, but fear and different life situations get in the way of us being able to go and accomplish those goals. And so when I talk and when I mentor, you know, young lady and, you know, young men, I talk to them about is you need to connect yourself to someone who's going to be able to help you reach those goals. You know, you need, and sometimes you need several mentors for different reasons. You know, you definitely need one in whatever the field that you're going in, you know, who can help you there. You need one, you know, personalized. Sometimes if you're struggling in different areas, like, you know, you had a young lady on about finances, that's awesome. If you know you're not good with finances, you need to go attach yourself to a mentor who can help you out with finances. You do that to be able to do, and you persevere. And always remember that sometimes you have to delay gratification until you reach your goals, meaning sometimes you have to give up those fun things and the things that you want to do to reach that ultimate goal. I'm going to tell you how many parties I gave up or how many, you know, outings I gave up because I needed to stay home and study. But now the reward is so great for me of being able to reach and look back going on like, wow, I did it, and look, I'm able to help so many people, and now I'm coming into being able to make my schedule, do different things, you know, what have you. And so, you know, definitely do that and keep God first in all and make sure that it's within His will.
Hey, we are very appreciative for you, your advice tonight. Thank you very much again. You can come back anytime, Doc. Dr. Chandra Davis, everybody, Tampa, Florida, a clinical psychologist. Again, you can follow her. Can you hit us up one more time with the contact information, Doc?
Yes, if you have any questions or need to be directed to any type of services, you can email me at youthcontrol, and that's youthcontrol at AOL.com. And Youth Control stands for Youth Being Responsible For. It's a program that I created.
Dr. Chandra Davis. Hey, I thought he was with us earlier. He's coming to us live right now from Miami, Florida. You know, representing the Florida Big Show Music Summit. And
going down.
Johnny, what's cracking, baby?
What up?
Wow.
Hey, Johnny, from the MIA, baby, 85 degrees a day again, another sunny day in the SLA.
Hey!
What's going on, T?
Hey, what's up, man?
I need you in the Florida, you know what I'm saying? I need you. And I just want to say, everybody out there, boy, the Florida Big Show Music Summit, man, Miami's off the chain. We doing it big out here. We waiting on everybody to come down from the whole country, man. We got people coming in from Tampa. We got people coming in from New York. We got people coming in from L.A., California, Chicago, Detroit. We got people coming in from Toronto, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. We got people coming in from the whole world, baby. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit, baby. It's going down this Friday. That's right, this Friday. The time has come. The clock is ticking, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
Oh,
my man,
I can't
Johnny.
Say no more. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? The energy is there.
Hey, you got it. Yo, you got the energy. You just made me, like, super hype. My whole team is packing, coming from different parts of the country. Yo, we getting ready
hey,
to come with.
You know
hey,
how we do it. Two times for overdose up in the building, you know what I'm saying? I know Overdose listening right now. Overdose, boy, he's coming down here to pad up, boy. Y'all better watch out for Overdose, boy. Overdose just might be, you got, I don't want to pull out the bag, but Overdose, boy, he might have a little something for y'all.
No doubt. Damn. I'm sure my Tommy Brown get down. That's all I was saying. I ain't saying you did.
Tommy Brown. Hey.
Tommy Brown get down. That's right, baby.
That's
how it's going down. I want to say one thing, man. Two-time for Hack Media, man. Hack Media been there from the beginning, man. Sponsoring the Florida Mix Show. They supported us fully, man. You know what I'm saying? Hack Media, if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be blowing it up like how we doing it, man, on a national basis, man. This is not just a Florida thing. I just want to let everybody know this is a national event right here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stand up. The whole hip-hop community stand up, man. You know what I mean? We just showing everybody nationally how to get blowed up in Florida. You know, Florida is like a continent by itself in the music industry. All I want to say is Flo Rida, John Kingston, Jason Derulo, Pitbull, Rick Ross, Trina, Trick Daddy, and T-Pain and Plies, the biggest artists in the music business, break from Florida. And we're going to have the people that broke those names that I just said, we're going to have the people at the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. So there you have it.
There it is. And all I'm going to say is Overdose.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets. This must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume. This got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man. He known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get 'em, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with 'em. had my mouth twisted, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 11:19. Log on to www.imoverdose.com. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with Entertainment National News. Give it up, CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It is Wednesday, February 23rd. Entertainment National News. On Monday, I forgot to tell you guys, Monday, February 21st, it marked the death of Malcolm X, and a public memorial was held in New York at the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Education Center. And this Thursday, the family is going to be holding a press conference, and then they're going to later do a call to action ceremony with the X Legacy LLC. That's going to be a private ceremony, but I forgot to bring that to attention on Monday. Now, to today's news, hot off the press, per President Obama's administration, they'll no longer uphold a 15-year-old law defining marriage between man and woman. Now, gay marriage is legal in 5 states and in D.C. Those 5 states include Connecticut, Massachusetts, Iowa, Nevada, and Vermont. Now, the Hawaii's governor, signed a gay civil union into law today. Now, Obama is against marriage, but is for civil union, and he also expanded benefits for same-sex partners of federal employees, including health care, sick leave, and family assistance services. Now, on to some other national news. Canadian parents Mo Marachi and Sana Nadar. They're requesting Detroit, Michigan Children's Hospital to perform a tracheotomy on their 13-month-old son. The family believes that the procedure will allow baby Joseph to breathe on his own, and then allow him to go home. Now, he may die at that point, but they want him to at least be comfortable and be at home. And the problem is that the Canadian healthcare officials, they ruled that for the child to be taken off of life support and to allow him to die in the hospital. But a Canadian judge ruled that the dad had to consent to the plug being pulled. So it's a little messy, you know, and time is running out for the family. So hopefully that situation gets resolved and that child's life is saved. On to entertainment news. Rapper Lupe Fiasco, he has a new album coming out called Lasers, and that's going to drop on March 8th. And No Limit Forever. This is a new leg of No Limit, and it's ran by Romeo, who is a grown man now. He just signed an alternative rock band called Southdown and Huma. And also, he signed 3 new rappers, Miss Chi, K.I., and Oak Tree. And So we're going to look out for some, you know, new music coming from a new, No Limit Forever. But that's all I have for you guys for the entertainment and national news for today. Rock with us in Florida. Everybody coming to Miami, have a safe trip. Be blessed. And if you can't make it, you know, hopefully you make it to the next event. But go ahead and check it out, FloridaMixShowSummit.com, FloridaMixShowSummit.com. It's going to be February 25th and 26th. This weekend, coming up, be there, be square. Peace. I'm good.
Hey, as a matter of fact, hey, I got, like, a pass or two. Hit us up, tmhollandradiolive@gmail.com. The first couple of people, first person, you will be in the Miami area. Can't fly you there, can't get you there. But hit us up with some contact information. If you are in the Miami area and you just want to hook up, the first person to hit us up, just saying that, you know, I want a pass. I got a couple of all-access passes, you know, that we can probably spare. We trying to help you to step it up and keep it up. We are TM Hana Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Entertainment national news all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. That was CeeLo.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Coming out.
man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother.
Yeah.
Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the game with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
For this man the guts, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
Right.
When they reminisce over you, for real. I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness to fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point.
T
to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was a throwback to Keep Rocking CL Smooth. Thanks for joining us this evening. Tim Hyman Radio Live show in Miami. Just wanted to let you guys know that they will be down there broadcasting live by way of Ustream. Let me give you the site for that. It's going to be www.ustream.tv/channel/TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
So check that out throughout the weekend. Find out what's going on. Find out what you're missing. I will be doing it as well.
Yeah. So what we'll probably do is we'll probably end up doing, you know, the Friday Night Cypher live, the regular time, 10 p.m., right here, Blog Talk Network. You can log on to www.hacmedia.com or blogtalkradio.com / Mr. T.M. Hyman. We can, I think we can probably end up doing something on Saturday as well, at least for an hour. I think it'll be real cool. We're about to really launch this whole Ustream campaign. We're going to be bringing T.M. Hyman Radio Live to you more frequently live. We're going to try to actually integrate the different locations as well and make it hot for you. Again, 2011, big things. We're Ustreaming in the Cypher on Friday, live from Miami. It's the Florida Mix Show Music Summit going down February 25th, 26th. If you're in the Miami area, I got a couple of passes. Hit us up. You got to shoot me an email. I got people texting me, talking about save me a pass. Hey, I can't do nothing for you, man. I need you to email us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. I didn't say I'm flying you there. Can't get you there, all right? Specifically, you coming all the way live from D.C. Hey, Coop, what's going on, man? We got a pass for you, but we can't fly you there.
Nah, man, I can't make this one, man. This is baby girl weekend. I can't do that. Make this one.
Hey, well, she's definitely more important than Miami. But we're definitely, you know, we'll get festive for you, brother.
Yeah, you know, I'll call in Friday night, man. I'm gonna check y'all out on the Ustream, and I'll make the next one.
Hey, we appreciate the love, man. Hey, Coop, checking in from Washington, D.C. tonight. Hey, Coop, knowing when to see the doctor was a topic. We had a clinical psychologist, Dr. Shandra Davis, on tonight, and she was just talking about her field and the taboo that still exists when it comes to mental health. When it comes to just getting the checkup, are you one that is frequent with your checkups, with your physicals, or are you scared to go see the doctor?
I need to do better. I'm terrible with it. I just go to the doctor when I need to go to the doctor. And I've always been fortunate enough to have health care, so it's not like I don't have access to it. But I've always had good doctors over the years, especially as a little kid. So the pediatrician I had was, like, top-notch. And so I've been fortunate at that point. But when it comes to, like, doing the whole checkup thing, no, I don't do that.
Yeah. What keeps you from going annually like you know you're supposed to? You know you're supposed to go annually, right?
Just being hard-headed, that's it.
Yeah. The doctor says we just don't go annually.
No, she didn't say yes, you are.
That's what she said. CeeLo, do you go annually? I think you mentioned it earlier. Do you go frequently?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay, Toya,
and
how
you know
about
what?
You?
It's crazy, though, because you need to go to the doctor every year because your body changes, you know, as you get older. And you know, we used to say, oh, especially women. No, especially everybody. Everybody needs to go to the doctor. The children should not just go to the doctor when it's time to go get the physicals to go to school or just to get their shots so they can go to school. You know, they should go to the doctor regularly to make sure that, you know, so early asthma can be caught or leukemia or, you know, like a lot of the things that you see in children, like, early on. Like, a lot of times they can, like, the kids who have, like, cancer, you know, like, in that young age, they can see that stuff when they're little. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you need to take your children meaning of pain, you know. We have to be more proactive on that. And having insurance or the lack thereof, honestly, to me, is not an excuse because I've been in the position of not having insurance before and still got health care just by going to what they call the free clinic. You don't have to go to the free clinic to get shots for STDs, people. The free clinic has doctors in it. You can actually get a physical there, too. The free clinic is just that, a free clinic. They don't charge you for any of your services. So, I mean, yeah, stop being ignorant. Stop being afraid. And if you are, take somebody with you. Take someone that you trust with you to the doctor. They even got a day during the year. I don't know exactly what day it is, but it's a take a friend to the doctor day. I mean, don't wait till then. But
and the doctor even said something that's important that we must apply in order to benefit ourselves. She said you have to, you know, get somebody that you trust, somebody that you confide in. It's like a mentor, and sometimes you need several mentors, all right? You know, again, so I like that buddy system, but don't just make it for doctor appointments. You know, overall, you know, somebody that's going to push you, tell you the truth, help you to do exactly what it is you need to do. We got like 23 minutes left of the show. Coming up next, we have Health and Wellness Live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Big up to Jacelyn Smith Neely listening in Wesley Chapel, Florida tonight. She says she wants to pass. Hey, send us an email. Again, if you want to pass, we got a couple for you. I'm not playing. We really have a couple of passes. We'll be broadcasting live from Miami Friday night in the Cypher. You can also check us out on the Ustream, baby. That's www.ustream.tv/channel/TM Hyman Radio Live. That's how we're doing it for 2011. We'll be back.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest is too long.
would love her. Love her as forever. Forever just a word. I put words together. Stepping on the stars. She paused. And I know that one day this show will end. Of course, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are. And I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket. Cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck. So I turn up my collar. My world spin around her. Cause it's a world without her. Oh. When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes,
yeah.
She falls right dance with the stars,
and I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows, and the rain.
Getting prepared for
your goals for 2011, just making sure that everything is in order. If you feel mentally that you're not in a place where you can do that as far as setting goals and getting started, you may, again, want to see a doctor first. So definitely keep that first in the forefront of your thoughts when you're making plans to make life changes, is you might want to seek some professional attention or a doctor, be it, again, a medical doctor or a psychologist, psychiatrist, or, you know, something of that sort. And then I also wanted to go back and double back on Monday's topic about flying and different healthy tips about flying. I know we heard from our resident co-host, which was Sincere, and also Cool, who do not follow the rules about when it's time to fly and to enjoy a healthy flight. However, I did want to bring them back again to let you know, again, you don't want to eat heavy meals. Please be careful. Watch the amount of alcohol that you take in. Even you might want to start up a lit, but just know that it does make for a bad experience. It can make for a bad experience, let me say that. Definitely, when you're sitting on a long flight, make sure that when the seatbelt sign goes off that you get up, walk around, go to the bathroom, stretch your legs, because you don't want any clotting to form. And as far as your blood is concerned, not getting any blood circulating in your legs. Also, you just, you know, you want to exercise just from sitting in a chair for a long period of time. Excuse me, wear comfortable clothing if you have to take a long flight. Just wanted to bring back some of those healthy tips so that you can have a healthy flight. And for us as on our way to Miami tomorrow and everybody else, I am so excited and so pumped, but definitely keep in the forefront, have a healthy flight. So when we get to Miami, we will be ready to throw down and see Overdose do his thing. All right. Enjoy tonight and the rest of the week. We'll see you in Miami. Health and Wellness. Act Media, Massages for Life.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Didi? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Didi, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know a lot of people gon' hate on me. And she bad, but she just spilled the drink on me. And we laugh, cause I just wanna laugh. And she just wanna ride, but she don't need gas. And I don't need ass. If you wanna ride, I can be a cab. And your man can throw in the white flag and surrender to the winner.
We winning. Look, 2 of 9 is 2 of 12. This is never fraught. Either way, you still lose. Them Giuseppe shoes in the feet that walk the beach. Your heart stepping to. We retreat, quick vacay. No plane schedules. You even in or out the circle. No letter Q. Swag got about to blow like you need a better fuse. Hang your head low when you see us coming. That's your dog want we to take our us woman. Your girl remind me of the dollars I be clutching first. I was looking, I got it, she touching. Gold medal mommy, looking for a winner. Already got paper, looking for a print. I know a lot of people gon' hate on me. And she bad, but she just spilled a drink on me. And we laugh, cause I just wanna laugh. And she just wanna ride, and we don't need gas. And I don't need ass, if you wanna ride, I can be your cab and your bag. And throw in the white flag and surrender. Cause we winning. Look, I'm a bachelor, that ain't my trick. I turn your main course girl to a side dish. She be looking hard, you ain't even noticing. But she was a dreamer till I pinched her with my Doberman. She on Facebook, I seen her photos in. Now she up in my space, all up on her my face. She made her account and lied, she put she was vibing. Pole in her bedroom, gyrate private. Boy be in the back shot, be it like a pack shot. I give her the microphone and everything, she rap hot. Now she mad hot, cause she play the game. Letting lanes push her buttons like a boyfriend's laptop. I know a lot of people gon' hate on me. And she bad, but she just spilled a drink on me. And we laugh, cause I just wanna laugh. And she just wanna ride, and she don't need gas. And I don't need ads, if you wanna ride, I can be your cab and your bag. And throw in the white flag and surrender to the winner. I know a lot of people gon' hate on me. And she bad, but she just spilled the drink on me. And we laugh, cause I just wanna laugh. And she just wanna ride, but she don't need gas. And I don't need ads, if you wanna ride, I can be your cab and your man can throw in the white flag and surrender to the winner.
Well, Tim Hyman Radio Live, I like that song. That was Keys with Surrender. I mean, I don't like the mix down, but I do like the song. I like the overall of it. I love it. Yeah, it's dope. Who is he?
Hey, new artist. We tell him to send it in. I tell him I'll play it. Hey, hit us up. You send it in. I'm serious. I'll play it. Again, the name of the artist is Keys. The song is Surrender. I got another one, and I didn't even listen to that before I played it, because the first one I listened to was hot, and I didn't even play the first one that I listened to. Folks, send the music in. We will play it. If people like it, if we like it, we'll put it in rotation. TM Hyman Radio Live, it's just what we do. We got 10 minutes left in the show. We've been talking about knowing when to go see the doctor. Don't wait. That's what Dr. Sandra Davis told us tonight. Don't wait until your ailment becomes, like, overly bearable. You shouldn't have to go into pain, and I'm talking physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain. You shouldn't have to feel distress in order to go see the doctor. There's this thing called prevention and intervention before it gets into a traumatic stage or, into where you really, really need like an emergency situation. Try to intervene and just eat healthy, and exercise and talk to somebody. At the end of the day, those three things help you out overall. Drink lots of water. Stop drinking all that Pepsi and Coca-Cola. Your inside's not built like a battery, like the battery in your car. Your inside is not built like that. Drink more water. Eat more green vegetables. Eat fruit. 9 minutes left of the show. Hey, what y'all got? What kind of healthy tips y'all got before we get out of here? Coop, Coop, do you exercise, Austin Coop? Are you physically fit, or are you a little on the overweight obese side, Coop?
I do work out. I'm not doing like I'm supposed to be doing right now. Once I get in the roll, I'm the type. Once I get in the roll, I'll be in the gym like four times a week. Right now, I'm a little bit out of shape, but gotta get back in there.
Hey, and it's real, because check it out, folks. For us, like 30 somethings. Like I'm early 30s, mid 30s, hey, it gets a little more difficult as you climb that ladder to like get it off. So make exercise a part of your routine. The one thing that I like pride myself in, people who are around me know that I eat pretty healthy. I eat pretty healthy. I try to make that a part of my lifestyle. Hey, if we want to live longer, and we got to do better, and we got to help each other to do better. And, because again, It's not embarrassing, to die. I mean, at the end of the day, it's either life or death. You know, you can't, you, you got to ask for help, do what you're supposed to do. You can't be embarrassed to ask for help because it's life or death. There's nothing in between. Are you trying to live or are you trying to die? Hey, get what you need. TM Muhammad Radio Live. Hey, again, we appreciate the doctor. Hey, we got other doctors, other professionals, celebrities coming on over the next few weeks just to kind of help us to increase awareness and to help you out. Hump Day in the City, Wednesday, February 23rd. Any last-minute comments, shout-out, feedback as we prepare to take it to Miami? We're coming to you live 10 p.m. Here at Blog Talk. HackMedia.com, Ustream, again, check us out with Ustream at 10 p.m., Ustream.tv/channel/ TM Hyman Radio Live. We are coming to you live on the Ustream on Friday inside the cypher. Again, one more time, write it down. Tell somebody to check us out. www.ustream.tv/channel/ TM Hyman Radio Live. 10 p.m. inside the Cypher, Friday, February 25th. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit is going down.
Yes.
This is Didi. I just want to tell everybody that's flying out, make sure you get some rest. To all those that's leaving out. Not just
hey, OD is already gone. OD texted me and said, I got to go to bed in order to catch this flight. I said, good
wonderful.
Night.
That's one because, and I say that not because it's a healthy tip to get rest and allow your body to heal through its day's process, through its day's events. But it's also we need this rest because I have a feeling that we're going to be up pretty much the whole time we're in Miami. And this is probably all the sleep we're going to get for the next 4 days. So make sure you go to sleep.
Speak for yourself. But yes, you're absolutely right, though.
Oh, I forgot our pill popper over here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So,
I've already got it planned out, though. I'm serious. I already have it planned out. I'm going to, you know, because everything is in spurts. So, I'm going to, you know, get a little energy, rest a little bit, give a little energy. You know, that's how I do. Maintain.
All right, we'll go hard for you.
Hey, yo, hey, let's do this. This is that other joint by the Stu Keys. It's called 100's in the Air. 100's in the Air. Let's check it out. Come back. I'll get some feedback after this. T-Hop Radio already alive. Keys, 100's in the air. We'll be right back.
Castro.
Hey, Castro, you know what happened when we do it like this, right? Huh? Aviator Entertainment. Okay. K-Zone, Bro, Mirror, and a kid. Homie, I'm a winner, not that nigga. You should better get Stone Cold Veteran. I've been here forever. Take a look around my condo and tell me I ain't settled in. About to get it like I settled for a settlement. See, I'm all about my green. No strip, think of venison. Yeah, top dog with a collar that'll stand bleed. I'm looking vicious and these bitches love a rare breed. Don't trip, I'm just speaking metaphorical. Am I killing them in this rhetorical? I know that caught you off guard like a sneak this, but I just gotta keep it coming like a cheap trick. I'm on a whole nother level, how I reach this? Catching 100 grand tan on some beach shit. We wake up wealthy and go to sleep rich. That's Aviator ENT shit. Cold out there, honey, we're mad. First, let's talk, you know about
show that made me wanna rap again. I'm trapping and traveling in the greener packing in.
genius, I know how to stack it in. And I hide that shit you shit ain't fucking with me practicing. I think I just found my new bitch, this can't be no accident.
Hundreds in the air. What y'all think about that?
I did not like it. That was CeeLo.
It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, I like
the other. I should have played this one first, then played the other one after this one. But you know, creative artists. Cool. What you think about that? Cool.
I like some parts of what he was saying, lyric wise, but I didn't like the beat. It was kind of messy.
Hey, this is Be Real Radio, folks. Hey, you send it, I'll play it. You know, folks do have opinions, though. So you send it to this show, got to be ready. Hey, but kids like that other joint, Surrender was hot. Hey,
yes, sir.
You know,
that would definitely get played again. That other one,
hey,
I don't know, it might go into one of my favorite files.
Hey, well, I do have a couple more. So you know what? I'm going to allow him to try to redeem himself. We'll play those two on Friday. You know what? Why not? Live from Miami. Again, that was Keys. Hey, hit us up, teamhymenradiolive@gmail.com. You send it to us. We'll play it at least once. You know, we played some whack-ish, and you've never heard it again. Hey, thanks for riding with us. We're coming to you live from Miami, Friday Night Cypher, Friday, February 25th. Florida Mix Show Music Summit, O.D. Peace.
TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hymen Live. TM Hymen Live. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live, TM Hymen Live, TM Hymen Live, Talk Radio Show.